The Mortal Word by Genevieve Cogman. Read by Kristin Atherton.
My Lord Father, please forgive the haste and informality of this letter. You know my respect for you and my obedience to your will. You will have heard that I was expelled from the library's service under conditions of high scandal, and because of personal fondness for one of the librarians. This is absolutely not true, and is a gross misrepresentation of the facts. Minister Zhao, a high-ranking royal courtier, was assassinated. You will have heard of this, my Lord Father. The Queen of the Southern Lands then held a competition to fill the minister's position from the dragons who had been in his service. What you may not know is that a junior librarian was implicated in grave misconduct relating to this competition. And Irene, my current superior at the library, was tasked to investigate. I accompanied her. We were eventually forced to give evidence before the Queen herself. Irene capably and efficiently identified a member of the Queen's court as the guilty party. You would have been impressed by her bearing and her intelligence, Father. Though she is only a human, her self-control and courage are truly admirable. And she carries herself with an inner power and strength that remind me of the best of us. However, as I am a dragon and was working for the library, I was in serious danger of compromising both us and the library. I was forced to claim that I joined the library as a boyish prank without your knowledge. I told all present that I'd been in human form, so the librarians were unaware of my true nature. As a result, I had to renounce my position as an apprentice there. I realize this is not in accordance with your greater plans, Father. Although my joining the library was irregular, you had seen advantage in my gaining influence with the librarians. You have said many times that they are secretive and take full advantage of their ability to hide in their library between worlds. And while our kindred are not currently hostile to them, more information and access to their secrets can only serve our cause. My Lord Father, you are the eldest of the Dragon Kings, and the most respected of all the Dragon Monarchs. What serves you serves us all. It was my honour to be able to infiltrate their ranks and observe their behaviour. I do not wish to disappoint you now by failing. I no longer have any formal ties here, but I humbly beg for your permission to remain in my current location so that I can consolidate my contacts, notably Vale, a master detective, and Irene, my former mentor. Naturally, I will return at once if you desire my presence, my Lord Father. Your word is my command, but I would not want to leave my work half done. Your obedient son, Kai. Tien Shaw. The boys babbling. I haven't heard so many excuses for dubious behaviour since that duel defending his mother's reputation. Find out what's going on, and for the love of gods and men alike, don't let him get anywhere near the peace conference.
Chapter 1. The braziers in the torture chamber had burned low while Irene waited for the Count to arrive. The stone wall behind her back was cold, even through her layers of clothing, dirndl, blouse, apron, and shawl, and the shackles scraped her wrists. Down the corridor, she could hear the sounds of the other prisoners. Suppressed tears, prayers, and a mother trying to soothe her baby. She'd been arrested at about 3 o'clock. It must be early evening by now. There were no windows in the dungeons, and she couldn't hear the bells in the castle chapel or the village church. But it had been several hours at least. She wished she'd had a bigger lunch.